This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Clayton Hester. Cape Girardeau is now working with an organization aimed at helping to ensure people struck by medical emergencies can get the help they need fast. To learn more, I spoke with Cape Girardeau Fire Chief Travis Hollis about what it means to be a Pulse Point community.
So to be a Pulse Point community, taking first responders, if you will, citizen first responders out in the community, and equipping them with an app that will allow us as the fire department to notify people within, you know, a perimeter set. Typically, it's about a quarter mile to half mile from a cardiac event that's happening in the public that would notify people who are CPR certified and trained to respond to that incident and then start providing CPR in a timely fashion.
And so is this something that you all locally have had to coordinate, or how is it kind of facilitated?
Yeah, locally we'll coordinate it with St. Francis and the Pulse Point Foundation. Component that's missing currently is through the city. Here's we're upgrading our CAD system, which our CAD system is a 911 call processing system, because our current one doesn't have the capability. And then once we get that done, first quarter of next year, we'll be able to push that out to the community as a whole.
How has it looked leading up to now? What kind of development process did this go through to come to Cape Girardeau?
This process to go to Cape Girardeau was a need that was found by some firefighters here in the Cape Girardeau Fire Department. Started reaching out to the Pulse Point Foundation and started reaching out to St. Francis to make this happen. And like I said, there was one key component that was missing was the ability to dispatch center to be able to push to the Pulse Point Foundation locations of cardiac arrest events.
Do we have a lot of folks that can respond to CPR events? Or is that something that we have an ample amount of, I guess, on our streets already?
I don't know. That's one of the reasons why we're starting to make a little buzz to get people to start downloading it and clicking if they are CPR certified, which, you know, it's just not for CPR. Once we get up and going, if you see a fire truck going down the road, you'll be able to open this Pulse Point app up and see, you know, what's going on with your fire department. But like I say, once we find out how many people click the CPR certified, we'll know. One of the things that we have to do better as a fire department is start teaching what I call sidewalk CPR. So a lot of people still think CPR is the old mouth-to-mouth and doing chest compressions, but the science behind it says that, you know, within the first 8 minutes, if you're just pumping on somebody's chest, that is as effective or more effective than delivering mouth-to-mouth breaths from a bystander.
Do folks that want to participate in this have to prove their certification through some sort of supplying some sort of accreditation?
They don't know. The app is pretty much on an honor system. However, if you're not CPR certified, it's probably something that, you know, you don't want to find yourself in the middle of. You know, it is labor intensive, and it really is easy for anybody to learn how to do. And like I say, once we start rolling out these classes, we'll be teaching to the masses. Because one of the things that you don't have someone pumping on your chest within the first 7 to 9 minutes, you have less than a 40% chance of surviving. If you have someone who's immediately given bystander CPR within less than a minute, your chances can increase up to 72%.
What other information might people need to know about the program?
Now I'd like to also highlight the AED app that goes along with it. So citizens can also download that app, and if they're out and about in public and they notice an AED, if they would stand about 15 to 20 feet away from it and take a picture and give a small description, along with AED, we also need early defibrillation. So it helps us capture from a share standpoint. It will save a lot of legwork on the fire department and the community as a whole on the backside.
We've been speaking with Cape Girardeau Fire Chief Travis Hollis about a new program involving the Pulse Point app that's come to Cape Girardeau. It's aimed at helping qualified citizens help other individuals who have been struck by medical emergencies when they need it. To hear this interview again, or to get more of Going Public, go to krcu.org.